Hi guys, hope everyone's well and welcome back to the Improvement Podcast. So in episode 183, I'm going to talk about the top investments I believe I've made to improve my sleep, to give you some maybe inspiration to do the same. And sleep's something that is massively important for your ability to progress and have predictable performance in the gym. And not only that, we know it's got a massive impact on your overall health, your cognitive function, and just your mood energy levels on a daily basis. So much so that working night shift due to its negative impact on sleep has been classed as a carcinogen. In other words, it's cancerous, which is crazy to think. And it's shown that lack of sleep can also can increase things like our blood sugar levels, our risk of obviously certain health conditions. So it's something massively important for not just our progress, but our overall health. And it's also shown that when we have poor sleep, our ability to, our muscle protein synthesis is lower and cortisol is higher, which basically doesn't put you in a good position to build muscle and puts you in a good position to break down muscle. Especially if you're in a dieting phase, like, and you're not sleeping well, your ability to retain muscle will be far lower. So it's something we want to ensure we've got our best interests in trying to make sure we're improving. And I think this is something that a lot of people neglect and a lot of people have a lack of thought of. They just think, ah, just go in bed for a certain amount of hours and that's all they really think about or care about or do to try and improve their sleep quality. They don't actually think, right, what can I do to move the needle and get even more out of my sleep there. They're quite complacent with it, which I don't think is a great kind of mindset to have in regards to sleeping your progress as a whole or having or an area, any area of life really. So when we think about sleep, I'm going to break it down into kind of certain kind of investments you can make. First one's going to be like investments you can make for light exposure that I've invested in. So the first one is going to be using a sleep mask. And sleep mask, I think, is a great tool. Or alternatively, using blackout blinds. I use both because even using curtain blinds, the lights kind of still gets in, especially like in the summer months. So a sleep mask can be a great purchase. If anyone's looking for like a good sleep mask and they've heard of them, I've recently got a Manta sleep mask, which has been great, and I think it's like a really, really good mask that doesn't actually fall off your face when you're in middle of asleep, and also it's really comfortable and you can't really feel it on yourself, which is good because there's obviously a lot of other sleep masks out there, but half of them come off or just feel really uncomfortable when you're trying to sleep with them on. So getting a sleep mask can be a good investment, not only for when you're sleeping in the house, but when you're kind of going away places, etc., traveling, to maintain good sleep quality and maintain good sleep habits. And obviously blackout blinds will go hand in hand. And the reason why limiting light exposure is important pre-bed and during sleep is light will impact your ability to produce melatonin. Melatonin is basically a hormone that helps us get to sleep and stay asleep and basically plays a large role in sleep. So if our ability to produce melatonin is diminished through not having like a pitch dark environment when we're sleeping, then we won't be able to get into a deep sleep. Our quality of sleep will therefore diminish as a result of a lack of ability to produce melatonin and basically limit that light. So make sure you take that on board and try and make sure your room's as pitch dark as possible. What I've actually done is I've used like electrical tape and I've taped all the wee LED wee lights that come off, like wee chargers, like my phone charging station in my room, to get things as dark as I possibly can, as mad as I sound. I'm a big believer all these wee 1% add up. If you can do an action once and you get like a return from it every single day, why wouldn't you in terms of investing in something like a sleep mask? And next up is going to be using nose strips and mouth tape. So this will help your ability to breathe through your nose. Nasal breathing is shown to have many benefits to it, some of which being helping you get into a relaxed state, helping you filter the air more effectively, helping you kind of moisten the air you're taking in, and also stopping you snoring and having just better sleep quality and better breathing throughout the night as well. Because usually when people sleep and they snore, it's when they are kind of breathing through their mouth and then they kind of choke and they wake themselves up typically. So your sleep quality will not be as great if you are snoring all the time and if you are breathing through your nose. Sorry, if you're breathing through your mouth. For your general health, can it impact your facial structure potentially as well, as well as your ability to have quality sleep and stay asleep. So using those strips basically open up your nasal passages, allowing you to have better quality sleep as a result of that. And the mouth tape just reinforces you to breathe through your nose as well. If you are very, very used to breathing through your mouth, I wouldn't go and tape your mouth immediately and try and sleep. So if anyone dies doing that, I am not to blame. So start off maybe using nose strips, trying to breathe through your nose throughout the day, and then maybe transition over to your using mouth tape at a later date. It's also shown to impact our dental health as well, like breathing through your nose instead of your mouth. So make sure you try and get in the habit of doing so, because like I said, our ability to kind of get into a relaxed state, get good sleep is going to be dictated by nasal breathing. And a good way to kind of think about it, see if you've seen someone have a panic attack or really stressed out or hyperventilate, they're never doing it through their nose. What are they doing? They're doing it pretty rapidly through their mouth, aren't they? So yeah, there are two investments I'd make just to help your breathing or your respiratory system, you could say. And next up is going to be another two associated with light. Not so much kind of blocking out, well, somewhat towards blocking out light. It's a or the next ones to follow. But first of all, is getting a SAD light. So SAD stands for seasonal affective disorder, and seasonal affective disorder is basically, I've got a podcast on it as well on how to overcome the winter blues if someone believes they kind of feel quite sluggish, quite down, a bit meh at winter, which I think a lot of us maybe do feel even if we aren't diagnosed with seasonal affective disorder. But a SAD light is basically a big bright LED panel you can set on your desk in your room. You can get alarm clock variations of it, which will emit bright light and in like blue waveforms, which is shown to help your energy, your alertness, and set your circadian rhythm, which is something we want to do early in the day. Because if we go about our day and we don't get any bright light exposure, like I said, your mood and energy can potentially be diminished. Because we all know, like, when it's bright outside, it's really, really sunny day, generally it does lift your mood, and generally you do sleep a bit better at night as a result of that. Because what it does is it sets your circadian rhythm. It tells you that is basically daytime, so that by the time it gets to bed, you feel a bit more tired, and it helps produce things like cortisol and adrenaline, which are basically hormones that help in terms of your energy, your alertness. Cortisol's not bad. Cortisol is kind of thrown around, like, oh, that's a stress hormone, that's bad. It's not bad. It's bad at certain time frames, like when we're trying to sleep, because it'll impact our ability to produce melatonin, which is why we don't want cortisol at night, which is why it's important to manage stress at night, which is why it's important to limit light exposure at night. But in the morning, we want to have good energy, we want to be alert, so we want cortisol to be high, and it is usually naturally high. So using a SAD light can be very beneficial. If you don't want to buy one or that, you can just use bright lights in your home. Turn on, like, make sure you open all your blinds, put the screen brightness up on your maybe computer if you work from home, etc. But it's not a bad investment to make if you're wanting to kind of maximize your sleep. If you're watching this on YouTube, I'll turn mine on right now so you can see exactly how bright it is, which is ridiculously bright, especially if my room's pretty dark right now, so I wasn't really used to that amount of light at all, so that somewhat blinded me. But yeah, use a SAD light if you do work at home or you're just wanting to kind of invest in one, and you can get alarm clocks accordingly. And the reason why these are valuable is, especially in the winter months in Scotland or in England, we don't get a lot of light exposure, we don't get a lot of bright light, and as a result, it's kind of hard to get the benefit of light exposure without. So I think it's a good tool to use for that reason. And again, some of these investments you might think, oh, that's a lot of money to spend. You know, I mean, like £20 on just like a light or whatever, or £30. And the one I got was much more than that. But it's like people go on a night out, they'll spend £50. Oh, I say that, it's much more expensive, like having like a proper night out for £50. So people go on a night out, maybe spend £100, but then they'll say online coaching's expensive, or they'll say, oh, this is too expensive, etc. And it's just a case of their values aren't aligned with looking after the health, pretty much, or their actions aren't aligned with it, you could say. So I think a SAD light can be something very valuable. Also, blue light blocking glasses. If anyone's ever seen the glasses that I wear, where it's basically glasses with an orange frame, they can be a good tool to use to limit light exposure in the evening. So I've been wearing them pretty religiously for a good 4 years now, and it basically helps block blue light and bright light, which will again suppress your ability to produce melatonin, which we want to produce during the later half of the day and at night to help our sleep quality. So using blue light blockers is not a bad idea in order to make sure you're suppressing that melatonin or not suppressing that melatonin release. And you can get ones with like white frames or clear frames, orange frames. I think the orange frames are better because you want to actually like block the blue light, and if it's not actually colored, then I think it's going to do pretty little in terms of your ability to block blue light. And I just got a pair of mine off Amazon, and like I said, I wear them every night, and I believe it does definitely help. And especially if you're maybe needing to be in brightly, like lit areas close to bed, or you're watching something on the TV, it's a good way to still do so while not interrupting your sleep. And on that note as well, what you can kind of look to do is you can turn something called color filters on on your iPhone, and basically manipulate the color of the screen to make it really orange to limit the effect of, again, the screen use on your sleep. And what you can also do is you can also put, I think it's called night shift mode, and basically change it so it goes on like a orange filtered color as well automatically. And you can lastly have different modes on things like Google on your phone, like dark mode, light mode. Putting it on dark mode can be another good tool to again limit the amount of light exposure on your sleep. And these are things we can do like one time, we can set up once, and we'll benefit from every single day. So it's not a bad idea doing so. Next investment that you can make to improve your sleep, very, very straightforward, but most people underestimate the power of, is just a good pillow. Like that's something I've recently got as well, because the one I was using before, especially at my girlfriend's, was like pretty horrendous. Like I was waking up throughout the night, and the pillows were like so soft that they were like horizontal on the bed by the time I woke up, and my neck was just flexed to the side, and no wonder I had a sore neck. So yeah, investing in a good pillow to just stop you having to have disrupted sleep from having to adjust throughout the night can be a great tip to have, and a good investment to have. Because again, you can invest in certain supplements, certain pre-workouts, but it's good thinking what's going to give you the most return for your investment, and that is good sleep, good stress management, and hard and effective training with good execution. And it's easy to get distracted by like, oh, using like a ice baths or using some sort of, I mean, special supplement or that. And like in the case of ice baths, yes, it can be beneficial, but if you're getting up earlier, having less sleep to have an ice bath, kind of shooting yourself in the foot in terms of the positive impact it has on your health, because we know sleep's probably going to have like a greater impact on your health than getting in cold water. And next up is a fan. So especially in the winter months, especially if you're in a gaining phase and you're getting a bit heavy, a fan can be a great tool as well. So a fan, like the benefits of it, obviously make your room cool, which you want, because you want your room temperature to drop and your body temperature to drop in order to get into a deep sleep. But not only that, the fan will produce white noise, which can be helpful to kind of block out any other noise that's happening outside, which will therefore help you maybe maintain better sleep quality and have less sleep disturbances throughout the night. And on the topic of sleep disturbances through noise, you can also consider getting earplugs as well. You can get like obviously foam ones. I personally use silicone ones, which are a good idea. I've heard of the Loop earplugs as well. I've not actually tried them. If anyone's listening by any chance and they've got a pair, if they've tried them, let me know what you think of them. But I've tried the Loop earplugs as well. Or sorry, I've not tried them, but I was kind of considering maybe getting them as well. But I've heard mixed reviews. But I use silicone ones, and again, that would just prevent any sort of noise disrupting your ability to get to sleep and stay asleep throughout the night. And that's kind of the main things I kind of wanted to touch on, the main investments that I've made and that I think you should kind of make if you want to improve and maximize your sleep quality. And you can obviously invest in certain supplements as well, which isn't a bad idea. Things like magnesium, L-theanine, ashwagandha is a good place to start. Same with glycine, and it's also shown wee factory as well. Not to get too off topic, but having kiwi fruit before bed is shown to have a good impact on sleep quality, the perception of sleep quality, and the amount of awakenings you have throughout the night. So if you like kiwi fruit, make sure you have that before bed if you want to have better sleep. And what you can also consider is, like I said, those certain supplements as well, but also making sure like you're tapering off water before bed can be a good tool as well. And like I said, limiting the light exposure, they're kind of like the basics you want to consider. Same sleep wake time, limiting light exposure pre-bed, getting bright light upon wake, making sure room's cool, dark, and pitch quiet. So hope you've enjoyed the episode. Bit of like a different one than usual, but one that I think is hopefully going to be valuable to yourselves, because again, sleep's not only going to improve your ability to progress in the gym, but also make you more productive with your work, your memory formation, put you in a better mood, and look after your overall health to a better standard. So thank you very much for watching or listening. Any support's greatly appreciated. That means if you wouldn't mind sharing it on Instagram, drop me a story tag, that'd be massively appreciated.